won't stop the beat and go.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are feeling united and ready to move our bodies with our friends from Anytime Fitness. We want to welcome to KDWA, by way of phone, personal trainers at Anytime Fitness, John McQuaid and Lisa Cruz. Great to chat to both of you. How have you been?
It's been good. It's been, ever since the gyms have reopened up, you know, we've been busy trying to get back to seeing our clients and getting our regular workouts in. But, you know, we've been happy to get back in the atmosphere we love.
Well, I would assume once the gyms reopened, there was an influx of people, you know, wanting to get back. But still, the weather was kind of nice outside. So I think a lot of people are moving their feet outside perhaps for a little bit longer. But now you are seeing probably another influx of people, and things are changing, obviously, with the kids back at school. Maybe people are going to have more time to get back into the swing of exercising. What's going on?
Sure. So with school starting back up and kids going back to college, I believe kids have had the option of either doing online or going back to the classroom, but with getting back into a fitness routine, it can be a little challenging if the parents have little ones at home. Because I know a lot of people who usually go to the office 5 days a week are probably working from home for the remainder of the year now. So trying to balance health and wellness while taking care of the little ones can be a real big challenge.
But you have something that you want to share with us.
Well, thinking about, you know, like what John mentioned, kids going back to school, some kids staying at home. It's kind of a time now for maybe parents to kind of put themselves up front and get that workout started. So we're putting together a backpack workout.
Oh, my gosh.
You can see on Facebook. So you're going to use your backpack, just like the kids use your backpacks to go to school. They have a lot of books and things in there. So that can be a good added weight for strength training at home. So we thought, well, let's kind of get those parents back to school at the same time. So kind of thinking at, you know, parents, okay, so you've got your day of work, you have your lunch, you have your breaks. Why not start fitting in your workout in that time frame too, so that when the kids come home, they're refreshed and ready to take on whatever the kids need when they get home. So we thought, why not put together a fun workout that they can do at home?
I think that sounds really fun. Did you know that the kids aren't getting lockers? In the high school. So they are going to get a workout, meaning they are going to be carrying all of their supplies around in their backpack. So
Absolutely. This
is a very timely interview.
They don't have a locker?
Yeah, no, because of COVID.
Well, Wow. And hopefully those kids remember to wear their backpacks properly now that they're going to be carrying that whole locker on their back. So hopefully they're going to be using both those straps.
Because, you know, most people don't, do they? They just sling it over
one shoulder,
yeah.
And is that going to hurt us?
Well, over time, it's going to wear on that one shoulder because of your body's just going to start leaning to one side because you're carrying everything, and that one side is just going to get really tight and sore. Mm-hmm. So why not balance it out and put it on both shoulders so that you don't create any of those imbalances that you may if you're only using it on one side?
So how much should the backpack that we're going to work out with weigh?
Well, I think it just depends on how much weight you want to put into them, depending on what the exercise is that you're doing. So, for instance, if you're doing it as a squat, you're probably going to use a little bit more weight than you would use if you're going to do, like, an overhead press or maybe some rows. So, I don't know. I would think anywhere from, you know, 5 to 10 pounds, or sometimes people might put, you know, 15. Just depends on what you can put in that backpack to make it the weight distribute nicely.
So what does this backpack workout look like?
So it's on our social media page right now. We actually just posted about a couple hours ago. So what it is it's two circuits of four exercises. Again, like we said, it's all backpack, and it's four rounds for each circuit. It's 30 seconds of work and 20 seconds of rest. These exercises include throwing the backpack on, and you're doing squats, you're doing rows with the backpack straps, you're doing chest press on your back, pushing the bag up to the ceiling, and you're doing a plank pull through. That's your first circuit. And then you're doing deadlifts. You're going to load that bag up with whatever you have around the house. Kids can load it up with textbooks, bags of rice, whatever is heavy around there. Overhead press, lunges, and a single arm backpack hold on one side and the other side.
So let's break these circuits out a little bit in greater detail. The first circuit includes four exercises, did you say?
Correct.
Okay, so what are those four? And let's visualize it at home if we are listening. Maybe somebody can grab a backpack and we can start. How many repetitions do we do of what? So how do we start, please?
Well, so
you're going to want a timer.
Okay.
One of the first things, because each exercise is going to be timed, so your repetitions in that time frame will just depend on what you can get in that 30 seconds.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. So how do we start? I'm picking up my backpack. My purse is actually a backpack. So I'm picking it up, and do I put it on my shoulders, or what do I do?
Yep, you're going to put both your arms in the strap so that your backpack's on your back like it should be.
Okay.
Okay. And so then you're going to, I mean, if you know what a normal squat is, you're going to stand with your feet about shoulder width apart, and you're going to pretend like you're going to be sitting into a chair.
Okay.
So you're sitting down, and then you get to that point, and you're like, oh, I want to get back up again. You're going to push through those heels, and you're going to stand right up, squeeze your glutes. Then you're just going to keep repeating that for that time frame of 30 seconds.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So we keep doing that for 30 seconds.
Oh, yep. Yep.
Okay, and then what happens? Then we rest for 20?
Yep. You'll rest for 20 seconds, and then you're in that 20 seconds, you're going to want to prepare yourself for that next move.
And what is my next move, please?
That next move is?
It's a backpack row.
A backpack row. How do I do that? Am I sitting on the ground?
Nope, you're actually going to be standing up.
Okay.
You're going to bend at the hips about 90 degrees and bend your knees a little bit. And then you're going to grab the straps of the backpack, and you're going to pull it to your belly button. Squeeze those shoulder blades back, let the back do the work. Slowly bring the backpack down to the floor. And like Lisa said, however many reps you get in that one exercise is all dependent on how many you do in 30 seconds.
Okay. And then I'm resting now for 20 seconds, but I'm getting ready for the third part. What's that?
Yep. The third one is
backpack chest press.
The chest press. So you're just going to lay on your back.
Okay.
You're going to bend your knees so that your feet are on the floor.
Yes.
You're going to hold that backpack. You're going to probably want to hold it on the top and the bottom part of it, but having it laying, kind of across your hands. And you're going to press up from your chest. You're going to keep those arms nice and close to your sides. You're just going to keep pressing that up as best that you can without lifting your back up off the ground.
For 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Perfect.
Yep.
And then I barely have time to rest for 20 seconds before I have to start. What's exercise number four?
Yep.
Sorry, the last exercise is what's called a backpack pull-through. You're in a plank position, and you're going to be dragging the backpack through one side.
Oh.
Slowly. Everyone loves planks, right?
Yeah. And then you just add, you have to add this little added feature of pulling something underneath you. So you're basically taking your left hand and reaching across to the right side of your body, underneath your chest, and pulling it across, and then you're going to switch hands. So it can be kind of challenging, so you want to be sure that you're able to pull the right amount of weight with you. But
right.
With that move, you want to make sure that when you're doing that move, you're not letting your hips sway back and forth, so it's a lot of core movement. You got to keep it really tight so that you're not swinging those hips.
Yep. I might start with that one first. That sounds the hardest.
It sounds hard, doesn't it?
Yes, it sounds super hard. Yeah, so then we rest for 20 seconds, and then that's our first circuit. What's our second circuit? Does it involve a backpack also?
It also, all of this is a backpack workout, yep. The second circuit, your first exercise, Mo, it's going to be what's called a backpack deadlift.
Okay.
So what you'll want to do is you want to stand with your feet again about, you know, shoulder hip width apart.
Okay.
This is a hip hinging movement. So sometimes people mistake it as just like bending over and picking up the weight, but it's really hinging at the hips. So you want to make sure that you're hinging those hips back. Your knees are nice and soft, so they're not, you're not bending down like a squat. You're going to reach down with a nice flat back, pick the weight up, stand at the top, squeeze the glutes. And then you're just going to keep repeating that hip hinge movement with that weight in your hands for 30 seconds.
And when you say hinge, what exactly does that mean, please?
That just means, so when you're standing, you're basically hinging at your hips, so you're basically pushing your glutes out at your torso and just sort of leaning forward, chest forward, nice flat back. And then when you come up, you basically come up and squeeze those glutes and squeeze those quads.
And then we put it down again, and then we lift it up again?
Yeah, so you basically, when you lean down forward, you don't want to actually let go of the weight. You want to go down as far as you can. And then when you're coming up, what you want to do is you want to really use those hamstrings and those glutes to pull you up. You don't want to use your waist. You don't want to use just your arms pulling up the weight. You want your hamstrings and your glutes to feel all of that action back there.
Okay, so we do that for 30 seconds, and then we rest. And while we're resting, we're getting ready for what is our next move? Single arm backpack overhead press, okay.
So what we're going to do there is take the backpack by that top strap. Most backpacks have a strap on the very top of them.
Yes.
We're going to grab that strap on top. Stand nice and tall. Use our core to balance us.
Okay.
Shoulder is going to be behind or right in line with us. Press straight overhead.
Okay.
Back down to about your, right above the elbow where your bicep is, your triceps. Parallel with the floor, then pressing back up. Repeating that for 30 seconds.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Sides every five or so reps.
I'm going to have to clean my backpack out before
you
do these. These are very tough to do, let alone adding a bunch of weight to it, for crying out loud.
What's
okay.
cool with this workout, Mo, while we have the time left, this workout is included for our members or anyone who has what's called a MyZone. We're doing this fall a MyZone team challenge. Have you heard about that yet?
I have not.
Let me fill you in on this. So this is really neat. We, at Anytime Fitness, or anyone who has a MyZone belt, we've divided those members into two different teams for the month of September. So those two teams are working against each other to see who can earn the most MEPs for the month of September.
And so tell us more about that. What do you mean?
So the MyZone is an innovative heart rate belt that a member can wear. It's hooked up with Bluetooth technology inside or outside of our gym. They can wear it going on walks or runs with their loved one or children or their dogs, etc. When they come here in the gym, they can live track their workout of how hard they're exercising. So on our TV, it can show where their heart rate currently is. And if they're in a certain color zone for a certain period of time, they'll be rewarded with MEPs. So again, it's a team effort to see who can earn the most MEPs.
So MEPs are like points.
Points, okay. Perfect. I didn't understand that. Thank you. So they're like points. All right. Let's get back to move number three in circuit two. I am exhausted from lifting my very heavy backpack purse over my head with one arm. What comes next, please?
Oh, what comes next is you're going to do a reverse lunge. So again, you're going to want to put that backpack on your back like you did for the squat.
Okay, the way we're supposed to. Yep.
And then you're just going to reach back with one of your feet. So let's say you're going to start back with your right. You're going to reach back with that right foot. You're going to drop that back knee, and and then you're going to push with that left heel coming up. So you're going to be loading that left glute up. So that right foot is back. You're going to drop that back knee, push up with that left heel, and then come back to that standing position.
That's...
You'll do one on your right, one on your left, and you're just going to keep repeating that movement for the 30 seconds.
Okay, perfect. And then finally, what's the last part of our moves, please?
Last part of the move is a single arm farmer's hold.
What?
And so what that is, you're going to hold that backpack. Just like John said, with that top strap on the top of the backpack.
Okay.
That at your side. So your feet are about shoulder width apart. Your core is engaged. This is basically a really good core move. It's also a good wrist strengthener. So you're going to hold that at your side, and you don't want it to be touching your leg. You kind of want it a little ways away, so your shoulder gets engaged in there as well.
Okay.
Just stand there, and you hold that for 30 seconds.
Oh, I think that would be hard.
It would be hard.
Yes, I think I would feel that burn.
Exactly. And then you're going to want to do another 30 seconds on the other arm, and then that completes that whole circuit.
I love it. How many times should we do this circuit?
We go through it four rounds, four times through the first circuit and four times through the second circuit. It should equal out somewhere between 30 to 45 minutes.
Boy, that sounds like a really great workout as well. But you know what's so nice about it is that what you're doing is something that we all have. We can bring our backpack when we come to Anytime Fitness and work out, and it's pretty easy to do if we're someplace that we can't make it to the gym. We could do this at home as well. This
right.
is great.
Yep, or at a park or in your hotel room if you get that opportunity to go somewhere.
Right, if you have to
it's
travel.
It's also good for students, too. I know, like, during the school year, a lot of students can become stressed out. Even college kids can do this. Anyone, middle schoolers, high schoolers can do this. They take a study break. The best thing to do is to get moving when you're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
Help get your mind off of what's stressing you out. So students can just load their homework and back textbooks into the backpack, get some movement in, come back to it, it's a little study break, and then they're refreshed, back to the school.
Great advice. Tell us where Anytime Fitness is located and how we can please take advantage of some of these great exercises you told us about.
So we are located in the Westview Center, right up across, right by Ace Hardware. Our address is 1355 South Frontage Road. And on your phone, you can reach us here at 651-438-8818.
Great advice, both of you. Thank you so much. You know what I love about Anytime Fitness? They're open anytime. We love that.
That's right.
We want to thank our guests, John McQuaid and Lisa Cruz. They are personal trainers, and they can help you at Anytime Fitness in Hastings. And we really appreciate them taking the time to chat it up with us today. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7. KDWA in Hastings.